are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam Vista Care and the Peer VA Clinic. And joining us this morning from the Peer Players, we've got Elisa Boza and Scott Lee. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. And boy, you folks are busy over the next few days here, aren't you?
Yeah, I got a lot going on.
We sure do. We've got auditions for our next production coming up next Monday. And then we have a production this Friday that we're doing in conjunction with the South Dakota Discovery Center.
Oh, very cool. Let's start with the one on Friday.
Sure.
And let people know what's going on.
Yeah, so this is a show called Silent Sky. This is a story about a woman named Henrietta Leavitt, who is an astronomer back in the early 1900s, who did a bunch of calculations that now established a lot of the science and made a lot of the discoveries possible for a lot of more prominent astronomers like Hubble, for instance. So, and it's a story about her life. So we got that show this Friday at 7 o'clock. It's a one-time show, sort of Reader's Theater style. We're going to have script in hand. We've been working on this for maybe about a week and a half. But we're going to have costumes and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, fun.
The doors open at 6. The show starts at 7, although there will be some presentation ahead of time talking about Henrietta Leavitt, some of the other astronomers' lives, that sort of thing. Activities for kids and and families in the encore room of the Peer Players house. It's where we're hosting it.
And the tickets are, if you're a Discovery Center member, they're $8. If you're a non-member, they're $10. You can get them in advance on the South Dakota Discovery Center's website. Just purchase that online. Or you can also purchase them at the door. And all the proceeds benefit the South Dakota Discovery Center.
And they're doing something fun with their star show with this too, right?
Yes. She's got a sort of a projected planetarium setup that we're going to have involved in the show ahead of time, as well as during those activities before the show starts.
Very nice. So that's going to be a really cool thing. And like you said, this is a one-time only kind of performance. So you'll want to come on out and check this out.
Yep, this Friday.
And you've got a new production in the works, too.
Correct, yes. So on Monday at 7 p.m., Scott and I are holding auditions. We are the directors for the next production called Making God Laugh. And it's just a really nice show that involves five people, two parents, and three children. There's three male roles and two female roles. And it starts out, the children are grown and already moved away from home. And each scene, they come back for a different holiday. And it's a different decade. So the first scene, it's Thanksgiving, 1980. Then the next scene, it's Christmas, 1990. Then we have Y2K on New Year's Eve. And then the last scene, it's maybe Easter, and it's a little bit more contemporary. But what the show deals with, it's the dynamics of the family, your typical family. Each family has their own issues, and that's what this show deals with. There's a lot of humor in it, but there's a little bit of seriousness also towards the end.
Interesting. And when is this one going to be taking place?
So the show actually goes up the end of February, February 25th through 27th, and then March 3 through 5.
Excellent.
And so, we won't start rehearsals until after the holidays.
Okay. That's important to know for those auditioning.
Yes. We want to have auditions now so we can get those who are cast scripts, and they can have a few weeks to look over the script before we get started right after New Year's.
Excellent. So auditions are this coming Monday. What kind of folks are you looking for to fill the roles?
Sure. So the two adult parents, probably late 40s, early 50s, that sort of range. The three kids, anywhere from mid to late 20s. There's a oldest is a son, and the youngest son, middle child, daughter. We're going to be doing makeup to age them over the course of 30 years, too.
Sure.
So you can go either way. We have some flexibility on the age.
Yep, so. And we can make people look older or younger to some extent.
The
we can
magic
do that.
Of makeup, yeah. That's
that
right.
That is correct, yes.
Excellent.
And then we also need people to help us behind the scenes.
Right.
So if anybody's interested in getting involved behind the scenes, please stop down as well. Or my contact information is on Peer Players' website, so you can reach out to us that way as well.
Yeah, that's a good resource to see what's going on, how to become part of all these different productions that you have.
That is correct, because I'll also plug just quickly, we have a flat building workshop this Saturday at 10 a.m. if anybody would like to learn how to build flats. And flats are...
They're sort of those big walls in the back that are like 10 feet high, that just so you can manipulate how your scene setup looks.
Right. So. You got to dress things up there on the stage, and this is a very cool way to learn how to do that.
Correct, yep.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully a very successful audition on Monday. And if people, again, want to come out, what time is that?
Auditions are at 7 p.m. The information is also on our website, peerplayers.com. And I would also like to mention that you don't need to have any prior theater experience to be in the show or to help. We cast newcomers to theater all the time. So we love to see our veteran people and new people.
Yeah, don't be afraid. If you want to give it a try, this is a perfect opportunity. All right. Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. There's Scott and Elisa joining us from Peer Players. There's a lot going on. Make sure you stay up to date, peerplayers.com. And there is the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare.